And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, spanning across all of North Alabama, making it cool to be a conservative. Man, you are kicking it with the bumps, man. That's just, yeah, is that Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas? Saw them live in concert at the Von Braun Civic Center, a double bill of Kansas and Heart together in like 1984 or 5, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. You weren't born.
I was. I was just born.
Oh, you were just born. Okay, that's right. You were. Yeah.
84.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Good. Good stuff. Saw Van Halen in 81 at the BJCC. That was big doings. The original Van Halen, not the Van Hagar version, but the Van Halen. Yeah. All you classic rock folks out there know exactly what I'm talking about when I switched to Van Hagar. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Hey, I just did that whole monologue there on Queen Elizabeth, and I'm not going to spend my entire show on it because I know that the media is going to stay on this for a while, and rightfully so. I mean, this is a big, big, big deal on the international stage. But I will say this. I always found it to be fascinating that Queen Elizabeth stayed above the fray, and she also maintained a dignity, and she had to put up with some stuff, man. And in recent years, there's been the whole thing about whether there should be a monarchy or not. And I you know, I'd be honest with you, I think there's something to be said. I mean, they have a duly elected parliament, a prime minister. They have the ability to have a democratic government, and that's ongoing and it won't change. But having the monarchy also is such a level of history and tradition and a part of the fabric of the island nation of Great Britain that you look at it and think, I would hate to see it go away. But all that to say, one of the things that always has struck me is apparently she was a woman of great faith. I mean, she made no bones about it. She loved the Lord. And in part of her title, when I read it out in full a while ago, ends with Defender of the Faith. Well, that's kind of neat, but she also took that seriously. And one of the things that that I learned a while back, I read Billy Graham's autobiography called Just As I Am. And he writes about that time, the Great London Crusades that I was talking about, the one that the British said, well, that American is coming over here. He's going to go and preach and no one will come. No one will be there. Millions came. Millions. Millions came. Literally. It was scheduled to be for two or three nights. It lasted for 12 weeks. It went on and on and on. They wound up having to use Wembley Stadium with like 120,000 people in attendance. But anyway, Billy Graham and Queen Elizabeth struck up a long-time friendship that maintained throughout the years. And like for over 60 years, they were actually good friends. They visited multiple times. She would have him to Windsor Castle and to Sandringham, one of their other homes. And I'm looking at an article right now that talks about, he wrote about that in that autobiography, but talks about the fact that in her official position, she couldn't even openly endorse his crusades. It was considered taboo, but she was strongly supportive in private. And she even would meet with him before she would have to speak, and sometimes she would consult him about how she should address certain topics. And on one occasion, he said that he even told her he had preached that day, and he said, I really wrestled with what to preach. I was thinking about talking about the crippled man in John 5, and her response was, oh, I wish you had. That's my favorite story. Anyway, it was just kind of neat to hear that our Billy Graham, who's been a legend in evangelism, our Billy Graham was close personal friends with Queen Elizabeth. I just think that's fascinating. I think it's also somewhat appropriate. Anyway, there you go. Hey, listen, we got some milestones. So we've hit, Boomer, when you get a minute, check and see exactly where we are. I think we're like 70, almost 77,000, right? We're close?
We're right above 76.3.
Oh, 76.3,
sure.
Okay. So we're on the lower end of 76s. Nonetheless, still, that's huge. So we're giving away T-shirts. So in a few minutes, when I say go, I'm going to go ahead and
76.4.
76.4, okay. But we're gonna. I mean, we're gonna celebrate the syndication. And so what I'm gonna wind up doing here? Ain't there yet? Don't dial. No, Boomer, answer no phones. Hang on a second. But in a minute, I'm gonna say y'all call in, and the first three people who call in and tell me they're Right Side Ruffians, yeah, we got a T-shirt for you. I think the sizes we have in stock right now are what we have some. We have larges, extra larges, and 2Xs, right? So just be aware, if you're calling in wanting a small, don't have it in stock right now. But larges, extra larges, and double X's. The number is 833-68-RIGHT. We'll be taking those calls, and I'll take the first three who call in during the break. I'll get them on the air with me right afterwards. Tell me you're a Right Side Ruffian. We'll get your address. We will mail you a shirt. It's part of the celebration of this show. So, yeah, we're going to take calls. How much time we got to the break right now, Boomer? We're going there, aren't we? All right, tell you what. The number is 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. First three people call in. Tell me you're a Right Side Ruffian. We got a T-shirt. Call it. Let's make it happen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.